8 o'clock Eastern Time, and these calls are for you to inform you about the company, to inform you about the products, and we hope you get your, you know, your family, your friends, the other associates that you know on these calls, because you will be very well informed. But also, I want to welcome any new associates that might be on the call tonight, or just new people out there that have never been on one of our calls. The calls are always loaded with information. You're either going to hear about products, you're going to hear about the opportunity, testimonies on these calls, and we're just here to serve you. But I just got one announcement, and I want to get right into the call tonight. Don't forget to mark your calendars for December 5th. We're having another amazing Zoom meeting, announcement, whatever you want to call it. But there are going to be lots of specials. You know, I'm sure they're going to have that buy two, get one free, gift certificates. But anyway, there's all kinds of, lots and lots of specials. I'll just leave it at that. But mark your calendars, December 5th, and it's from 10 to 12 Eastern or 9 to 11 Central. So don't forget. We'll have another call before then, but you don't want to miss that call, you guys. And invite everybody and anybody to that call. They'll get an introduction of, you know, who Vista Life is and what they're all about. But without further ado, I am always so excited to have Dr. LeBron Long with us. And he's a busy man, and to take time out of his schedule to speak with us every other week, we really appreciate it. For those of you who are new, he is our formulator of all of our wonderful products. And he is also married to our CEO, and they keep our products priced at such a reasonable price so more people can afford to take them. And I just love their heart for the company and for people, and for not only wanting to see you, you know, successful in this business, but also they personally care about your health and how these products can literally change your life, giving your body what it needs. But without further ado, Dr. LeBron, are you there?
I am, Susie. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
All right. It is great to be on the call. And, hey, guys, this is Thanksgiving week, and I know everybody's getting prepared at home for Thanksgiving. We've had a wonderful year. It's amazing to me that it's already Thanksgiving. I was always told by my dad when you know you're getting older, when the years seem to go by much quicker, and they seem to do that. So I guess I'm getting older now, but it's always interesting to me how quick the year can fly by. And I know for a lot of you, it's been a really tough year for a lot of changes in your life and things of that nature. And it's just one of those times where it's great to be able to get together and just be thankful and to talk about all the things that you're thankful and grateful for, all the blessings in our life. And we're just so happy at Vista to have you a part of our family and to have you. You are a blessing to us and a blessing in our life, and we're forever grateful just to be able to do what we enjoy doing, and we're certainly thankful for what we've been blessed with. And even though we're going to have tough weeks and sometimes tough months and sometimes even tough years, we're so blessed people. So I just want to make sure that we take the time to do that and to let you know how much we appreciate each and every one of you. One of the things when I get on this call, we do a product of the month from time to time, and that's what I want to discuss tonight is a couple of products that I think will actually help you really well during this time, because we're fixing to blow it. If you've been doing well for myself, I made a decision back in September to start structuring some things differently, and I did. I've lost about 25 pounds since then, and I had to buy new clothes and bought 36 pants, and I haven't wore 36 pants since before Hannah was born, which I think's probably been about 13 years ago, and it really feels good. It feels good to make some changes and do some different things, and I feel more energetic, and it kind of gets you a hold of some things that you need to do, and I think we all have to do that in our life. And this time of the year, we have a tendency to kind of blow it, even if we have been doing well. I told Dr. Karina just a few minutes ago, I said, I'm telling you something, Thursday It doesn't matter how well I've done. I am going to blow it. I'm going to try to eat as many calories and as much as I can eat because mom's coming over, Karina's mom and dad's coming over, and so they will bring their special whatever. And so so you never know what you're going to get there. And so it's just a fun time. And I'm glad that it's the time of the year where we can kind of splurge and do some fun stuff. But one of the main problems people have this time of the year, and it actually starts about middle way of October when the fall festival stuff starts, and that is people start to have issues with their digestion. Actually, the fall of the year is when digestion problems are the worst for most people. And it's interesting how a lot of issues are seasonal, and some of it's because, you know, you get deeper into the winter and people have more issues with their kidney function and urinary function and stuff of that nature because they don't drink enough water. And they have a tendency, because they're indoors, they drink more sweet stuff. And we're just, by nature, we do that. By fall, a lot of people have a problem with their digestion because of a couple of things. People have a tendency to eat more sugar in these times of the month. The reason why is because of the holidays. Candy is starting to be eaten a lot during October. It's kind of the natural progression. Same way in November and December, but also we eat more starchy type foods. They typically have more carbs. They're more starchy carbs. And so as a result, they're a little bit tougher to digest. We also like to eat a lot of meat and starches together this time of the year. And a lot of that has to do with comfort type foods. It's cold outside. There's really not a lot to do because, 5:30, 6 o'clock, the sun's, down and it's dark. And so people have a tendency to eat a little bit more comfort. That's why you'll see people gain a little weight through the fall and winter months, and then they typically start their process of losing that weight in the spring. That's kind of the progression of the way we do things. But I want to talk a little bit about the digestion, because this is a time where we kind of overload our digestive tract, and we may also eat things that we just typically don't eat because they're available to us, and we get a lot of snacks, and even with people that I do business with, and the manufacturer today, I was actually going on and getting everybody's, I try to do my gifts personally. I don't hire people to do that because I want people to know that it came directly from me, but all of those gift baskets and all that, and I get several of them too a year, and families, that don't live close to you send those things to you, and you feel obligated to eat it, and they're usually just full of all kind of really great stuff, but it's not good for you. So your digestion slows down. More sugar in your digestive tract will actually slow down the digestive process. A matter of fact, if people will tell you that if they eat too much sugar, they feel themselves getting sluggish, they get tired, and that's not just because of your blood sugar, that also has a big role in your digestive tract. So these are some things that, you really want to kind of keep a watch out for. People will experience more bloating, belching, and burping, and things of this nature. It used to be thought that on Thanksgiving Day, the reason why people got so sleepy is because a turkey has a tendency to make you tired. It has some active ingredients that will make you tired, but you would have to eat a lot of turkey to get that. What happens is people get tired because they've overeaten, and when you overeat, then your body has to take all of your energy that you would normally be feeling good and, moving around and working and doing the things you need to be doing. It takes all that energy to digest the food. And so you get very tired, you get very sleepy, you start moving really slow. A lot of people take a nap. The only problem with that is they begin that nap on Thanksgiving and they don't get done with it till after the first of the year. They go into hibernation. And so what I want to talk about is enzymes. And Gestes is our product of the month. It typically is this time of the year because Dr. Crean and I have been in this around this long enough to realize when people start to send us messages and ask about certain things, and typically this time of the year is that digestive time. And so Gestes is a great product, especially if you're eating a lot of cooked, processed foods. If you're not chewing your food enough, you're supposed to chew your food about 33 times per bite. which we none of us typically do, just because we're always in a hurry and we always have things we've got to get done. We have responsibilities, and it doesn't matter really what lifestyle you live anymore. People just have so much that they have to contend with and get done in a day, that really we rush things that we should relax. And I think it's interesting. There is some studies, one study I read a while back about Europe, that even though they eat breakfast and they eat more calories than we do in the United States, they have a tendency not to have the weight gain from it because they sit down and they slowly eat their meal. And if you've ever been to Europe, I've been to Germany and France and places like that, they actually, dinner can take as long as 2 or 3 hours, and you did hear me right, because they eat and they talk and they, so they're giving their body time. They're not just loading their body up with a bunch of food and then, you know, taking off. And it takes about 20 minutes for when you begin to eat, it takes about 20 minutes for your, brain and stomach to communicate with each other to know that you're full. So if you don't slow down, what happens, that bloated, overfull feeling that you get is because you're eating too fast. You don't realize how full you are till you get up from the table because you're just packing it away way too fast. And food should be something that's enjoyed and something that we take a little bit more time with than 5 minutes. And so I've had people say, well, Ron, I can't do, you know, an hour. Well, I said, well, you could at least do 30 minutes to take time to eat your food, relax. Don't be looking at your phone. Don't be looking at the paper. Carry on a good, positive conversation so your digestion is much, much better. And this is where enzymes really step in, is because the food we eat is processed. A lot of the food does not contain enzymes. And so what ends up happening to you, you're eating stressed, you're eating too quickly, and then you don't have enough enzymes in your food because we eat a lot of processed food. We don't eat a lot of raw fruits and vegetables as we should. And raw fruits and vegetables have enzymes in them that help them break down. And so they have enzymes like cellulase that breaks down cellulose, which is a lot of fiber in vegetables. You have protease that breaks down protein. You have amylase that breaks down carbs and starches. You have sucrase that breaks down sugar. You have maltase that breaks down malt-type sugars. So there's just anything that you can imagine enzyme-wise for digestive uses is in Gestes. And so Gestes is designed to take about 30 minutes before you eat. And it's great, you can even take two before you eat if you're going to eat a large meal like a lot of you are going to do at lunchtime or at dinner, Thanksgiving, and maybe even both. It's great times during those times to double up on your Gestes. I know I take one before every meal, every meal that I eat, but then as if I'm going out to eat or if I'm doing a business dinner or something of that nature where you know that you're going to eat more food because you're around friends and family and business associates and people you love to do business with, you have a tendency, that's part of kind of your celebration thing, you just eat too much. And so, you know, we'll use enzymes, more of those during that time. And Dr. Karina always has them with her because of that very reason. So it's really important to have those enzymes in your upper GI, or your upper digestive tract, to where you can just really get the food broken down properly before it leaves the stomach and into the small intestines. Because if you don't, a lot of bloating, gas, discomfort, a lot of issues that people have is actually from a lot of the food going into the small intestine and not have been broken down properly. So it's very important that you do that. And the benefit of Gestes is pretty phenomenal. Another product of the month as well is Yummy Tummy. Yummy Tummies is a essential oils that you can use. You can actually take a couple of drops and put it in water, and you can use that as well for digestion, or if you're having digestive discomfort or you're having some pain or bloating or gas or any of those issues. You can also rub it on the stomach or on your tummy. Your stomach, on your wrist, high blood flow areas that can also get the benefit because it is an essential oil. You can get the benefit of Yummy Tummy for that as well. So those are great products to take together. They're the products of the month, and they're great products to use together to improve overall digestion. Now, people are going to ask me, too, as they often do, is, you know, can I take it after I eat? If I've taken it and, you know, I'm starting to get heartburn, indigestion, I can tell that my food is not digesting properly. And the answer to that is yes, you can take it afterwards, and it is extremely beneficial. We tell people just to take it before, just simply because it will go ahead and get the enzymes into your diet, go ahead and get them working for you before you actually consume food. And so you get a little bit more benefit in that direction as far as your timing is concerned. You can also take them right before food. Sometimes I forget, as we all do. And so I'll take mine right before food. I have been halfway through a meal and took Gestes as well, and it's quite effective for me either way. So there's a lot of benefit from using that product, and you're going to really love taking it. I want to go a little bit further with digestion as well and talk about two products that will help more of the lower GI, the lower digestive tract, and this is the Cholingo Daily and the Cholingo 7-Day Cleanse. These two are really beneficial for overall elimination. Oftentimes, because we don't take care of the upper GI and we don't get our food digested properly, then we start to have problems when the body is trying to get rid of excess fecal matter. And so it's something that I've talked about for years. If three trains go into one end of the tunnel, which is the three meals that we eat every day, and only one train's coming out the other end of the tunnel, then there's a problem in the tunnel. So we should be going to the bathroom and having elimination to coincide with the food that we eat. And because people always ask that question, how many times a day should I be going? Well, there's really not a direct answer to that, because some people only eat one meal a day. Some people eat two or three meals a day. Some people eat four or five meals a day. And so depending on the number, the amount of food that you eat, then your elimination should coincide with that food consumption, if that makes sense. If you're eating a lot of food and eliminating very little, that's not a good thing. You want to be eliminating it as much as, you know, you are eating. So that you know, that is different for different people. But typically it's 2 to 3 times a day to eliminate properly. And most of the time people only go that first time in the morning and they still find themselves, you know, backing up. They're having problems with digestion. They're having problems buttoning their pants or their belt or ladies, whatever, that you're buttoning it up, it has a bloating feeling, and so you're kind of, you feel like that you need to eliminate, or you feel bloated, you feel tired, you feel fatigued. Detox in the body is a great way to increase your energy and to get yourself feeling well again, and that's what the Cholingo Daily is all about. You take one at night before bedtime, and it helps the body to basically gives the body the ability to start eliminating properly again. And so that's great. And then you can go up to two. You can take another one and actually do two at night before bedtime if you need that. I have everybody start off with one and wait a few days and then go up to two if you need that. So a lot of benefit in using that. Another product is the Cholingo 7-Day Cleanse. Now, what it does is it's more progressive to get you kind of, if you're wanting to move along quicker and you're wanting to eliminate quicker, you're wanting to do it maybe once every quarter of the year, then that's the product for you. Basically, there's 21 packs in the bottle, and you take one of those packets three times a day. So you're taking three packets a day spread out through the day, and that's your 7-day cleanse. And so people like to do that every quarter. So you're doing that like four times a year, and to eliminate properly and to get yourself detoxified. It's actually, there are so many ingredients in that product, it would be hard to go through all of them in one call. But basically what it's designed to do is to do a detoxification of the entire body. A great product. The herbs are really designed in the product to detoxify and help to get balance back to the digestive tract. And it's just a real good product all in all. We've had a lot of success with that product, and a lot of people that have used that over the years have kept coming back to use it again just simply because it works. It's an easy product to take, and it's really scheduled during these times of the year. A lot of people want to do a detox, especially after Thanksgiving and Christmas and their fall holidays, just because of all of the food that they have eaten and the setting around and all the stuff, and they just really want to get moving again. And so the 7-day Colon Go is a great product to use with that as well. So again, these are the products of the month, the Jesties and the Yummy Tummy, and be able to kind of get your digestion and everything back on track. So we are so glad that you're a part of the call tonight. I'm so glad to be doing the call on this Thanksgiving week. We have had a tremendous time being able to provide these products to you. And again, Dr. Crean and I want to extend our thankfulness for you guys and what a blessing you are in our lives and what a blessing it is to be able to serve you. So it's just phenomenal. It's our life's calling, and we have thoroughly enjoyed doing it. So with that all being said, be on our Zoom call, because that's coming up in December after Thanksgiving, and Dr. Crean and I will have a blast on that call. There's going to be all kinds of stuff given away. If you don't have to be a distributor, all you have to do is be on the Zoom to be able to enjoy that, enjoy the free giveaways. And we're also going to be doing incentives. We're going to be talking about some things that some specials that you're going to be able to get by the end of the year. We're also going to be talking about our giving, our charitable giving. And the only reason we talk about that is not because we're not talking about our personal charitable giving, but our company giving, so that you know what you're giving to and the things that you're being a part of and the people and the impact that you're making in people's lives by being a part of Vista Life. So we're going to talk about that and talk about ways that we're going to be able to give between now and the end of the year to help a lot of organizations that are really struggling right now because of the craziness in our world. And so we want to be able to give back to those organizations and help them make a lot of people's lives much easier and maybe even put food in their bellies for those that don't even have those necessities. So it's a great, great thing to be a part of. So be on that Zoom. You'll be able to hear all of that, hear it from Dr. Crean and I firsthand of what we're doing. And that'll be great. I think even one of the one of the things we're giving away is actually going to be able to give to a charity in your name, so whichever one you choose. So we're going to be giving away that, which is kind of cool on the call, on the Zoom call as well. So there's just a lot of stuff. You want to be a part of that. Dr. Crean and I personally will be doing it, and it's a couple of hours, and it's going to be nonstop. You're not going to want to jump away from it at any given time. So we love you guys. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. So I want to turn it back over to you, Susie. Thank you for hosting our call. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dr. LeBron. And everybody, I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time together with your family, and take advantage of Vista Life here. We're here for you. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. And until next week, God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.